and Kanim. Let's say both husbands were Kanim. Tana Rabbonim. He goes there, V'chosev, he goes there. Now, again, the son, we don't know which father is his real father. The first one or the second one. So let's say he hits the first father, and then he goes and hits the second father. Or else, Kilo's there, V'chosev, Kilo's there. He curses one, then he curses the other one. Kilo Shneim V'Asachas. Let's say he cursed both of them together. Or else, he cursed Shneim V'Asachas. He had both of them in front of him, and he punched them both in the nose with his right hand and with his left hand. It's Chayiv. That's what Tanakam holds. He's Chayiv Taka. Because the Manashoch now, he hit his real father. So since he hit his real father, he has to get Malkus. What? Yeah, we'll soon see. Another man Yama. We have Yudu, and Yudu makes a difference. Bevasachas Chayiv. Hey, Nechnami, if he does it, Bevasachas, for sure he's Chayiv. Like he gave him Asrua, you warned him, don't hit your father. And he went and punched both of them in the nose, so for sure he hit his real father, so therefore he gets Malkus. But v'zeachazeh, one after another, potter, that's what Yehuda holds. Because when he hit each one is a suffix of its father. So it's like a raw suffix, he's potter. For the Gemara of Atanya, I will learn, not like that, but Atanya will learn. We have Yehuda, why me a potter of Asachas, even of Asachas, he potter. So Gemara says, Shrei tenor, leave the Yehuda, rechnaim, it's a machlokes anoyim. Now, my time I demand the potter, but I call potter, what's the swara? He hit both fathers together, like they gave him a vade asroa, why shouldn't he get Malkus? Omer Rav Chanina, Nema brocha lamato, v'nema brocha lamalo. Ma, ma lamalo, shein bo shutvis, af lamato, shein bo shutvis. V'yizke shakol l'klolo. So Rashi says like this, lamato means, b'yob v'imoy, lamalo kalpe malak yikal l'kov. It says, you know, bracha doesn't mean the bracha, it means cursing. So it says aloud not to curse your parents and not to curse Hashem. So just like by cursing Hashem, there's only one Hashem, there's no two Hashems to curse. It's the same thing, the love of not cursing your father is only when you only have one father. For you have a doubt which father he is, you don't have the love. And we have iskish wamakish hakola klola. So just like if you curse both of them, you putter, who did if you hit both of them, you putter. A new hekashir. As they tell us, you only chayit if your father was like Hashem, where you know for sure you only have one father. But if you have a doubt, or you always only have one father, but if you have a doubt which one is your father, then you potter. That's the pshan, this tana that holds, even b'vasach asos you potter. Because it's new hekish. Then it says, v'yerlo b'mishmoroi. What? You potter. It's not doimah to cursing Hashem. But then it says, v'yerlo b'mishmoroi. For the Gemara, since he doesn't take any kabonis back, any matonis, so why did he go and work? For the Gemara, lomoila. What do you mean? Even though he can't take any meat back, but he wants to go and bring kabonis, it's a mitzvah to make that krova. He wants to do the mitzvah. Elo, the kashrut is like this. Olo lo ketoni. Elo oila ba korchoi. Mashma, we force him to do it. Like, we don't want people to say bit about the mishpacha. There was something wrong with the mishpacha. Therefore, we like force the kid to go to do the avoida. We want to show everybody there's no pagam in the mishpacha. We just don't know which mishmer he belongs in, so he can't take anything back. But we want to show there's no pagam in the rest of the mishpacha. People shouldn't be afraid to marry into the mishpacha. Therefore, we like force him to do the avoida. If both fathers, well, from the same mishmar, then he could even take. My shenor, shnei mishmar, of the loy. How come if both fathers, if each father had a different mishmar, the kid can't take? To yozulai mishmar matchilei. To yozulai mishmar matchilei. Any mishmar wants to take the meat, they tell him, listen, you're not the son of this father, you don't deserve to take. For the Gemara, mishmar achad nami. Even if both fathers belong to one mishmar, ozulai beisavu matchilei. When he goes to one Beisav, to the first father's Beisav, he says, you're not the son. And he goes to the second Beisav, you're also not the son. So also he shouldn't get. Like, Mishma means 1 week. But every day of the week belongs to another Beisav. So one father was one day, was Yom Rishon. Another father was Yom Sheni. So each day they should also throw him away. If both fathers worked the same day even, and B'yayim Rishon, they both worked. So therefore, Mamonashach now, this kid, has the right to take a chelik.
because no matter which one of the two is my father, today is the day that they take portions back. Therefore, he has a right to take a chelik back from working that day. Alright, stop here. You're holding the Kuf Aleph, new parak mitzvahs chalitza. Here, Mishnah says mitzvahs chalitza. The halacha when you give chalitza, if the yavam doesn't want to give yibum, he wants to give chalitza instead. He wants to take off the shoe. Is bishloisha. It has to be done in front of three dayonim. You have to have three dayonim. And then the Mishnah says v'yafilu shlosh tenhed yoytos. Even if the three people are not really dayonim, they're not from the Sanhedrin, they're just regular three people, also it's good. So Rashi says, she'enor mi Sanhedrin. V'gemora porach, my dayonim, chutzestir in the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off saying, you have to have three dayonim there, and then it says, no, even three regular people could also take care of the chalitza. Now, chotza b'manol chalitza sakshera. If she used a manol, a regular shoe, it's kosher. Mashma, it's only b'dieva that it's kosher, not l'chatchila. We'll see in the Gemara why not. A manu Rashi says that shalor, a shoe made out of skin, but rach, it's soft skin. Hu kein shalon, like our soft, a soft skin. So chalitza, chalitza k'shera, shrasha av l'chatchila loy, but l'chatchila you should not use such a shoe. Can mefarsh l'kamon, mishumanol hamarufat, shenito gabo, you have to be afraid sometimes the shoes, it's soft leather that the heel came off. And then it's puzzled. I will ikra chalitza the sandal. We'll see soon. The ikra chalitza should be done with a sandal. Vu shall or kosher. The difference is a sandal is made from hard skin, stronger skin. Or mevushal, you cook it. Or mishanifchas, ain lo takona. Such a skin, when it breaks, you can't fix it anymore. You throw it away. So, sandal, we don't have to be afraid, maybe it's broken. You can't use it. So Melo, by your sandals, we're not afraid maybe you'll break, maybe you'll be ripped. Therefore, it's better to use a sandal than to use a regular shoe. Because a regular shoe, we'll see in the Gemara, you have to be afraid, maybe it's going to rip, and you still use it, and that'll be psula. Rasvash says you have to be afraid, maybe the heel will fall off. But I call upon, if you use a good manal, it's kosher. The antilia chalitzas psula. If you only use like a sock, not a real shoe, something made out of material just, that's not called a good chalitza. Trashi psula, the midi de megid binan, a shoe has to be something that protects you. The pasuk says, no aloi, v'no midi de meginu, d'chsev yanalecho tochush vuor. Skitzi, you have to have something that protects your feet, has to be a shoe, and not a sock. If she makes chalitza on a sock, it's no good. B'sandal sheyesh le'ekev kosher. If the sandals have a heel on it, it's okay. But v'shein le'ekev, if it does not have a heel on it, then posel. Even sandals without a heel, it's psula. Min ha'akuvo lamata chalitza. If k'shera. If she made a chalitza. Chalitza means that the man has to be wearing a shoe on his right foot, and she goes and unties it. So if the shoe was on from his knee downwards, that's called a good chalitza. But min ha'kuva lamala, if the shoe was from his knee upwards, then chalitza psula, that's not called a good chalitza. So Rashi learns, how do you have the case that the shoe should be on the top of his knee? So Rashi learns, shenechtach ragloi, that's a rachmonis, his foot was amputated, is min ha'kuva from the knee. For cholatz min ha'kuva lamala, it's no good. If he's missing his leg, and from the top of the knee he has, and he's wearing a shoe over there, that's not called a good chalitza. It has to be from the knee downwards. Chotza b'sanol shein shaloi. Let's say he was wearing sandals that doesn't belong to him. Oy b'sandol shaloitz. Or else he was wearing a sandal made out of wood. Oy b'shal smoil b'yamin. Or else he was wearing a left shoe, but on his right foot. It has to be on his right foot. In such a case, there's chalitza k'shera. Then also, but the evidence is good. Drashi, ava chalitza shel smoil. But if the yavam is only wearing the shoe on his left foot, ketani v'pirkin plukta. That's going to be a machlokes later if that's a good chalitza or not. But the mitzvah l'chatchila is supposed to be on his right foot. So if he's wearing his left shoe on his right foot, that's also k'shera.
What about Cholza Begodol Shu Yochol Alech Boy? Let's say he's wearing his shoe, but it's a big size, it's too big on him. But it's enough that he could walk with it. Oy Bekotin, or else let's say it's too small on him, the shoes. But Shu Chayfef Es Ruba Es Rav Godloy. But it covers up most of his foot. Chlitzasek Shera. But yeah, that's also good. As long as it's a shoe that the Yavam, he could walk with it, and then she takes it off, like we'll see later, that's a good chalitza. We just said no. Shein neshalai. Chalitza v'sanahim doesn't belong to him, still with the evidence kosher. Sati Gemara. O meyachad yafilu shloi shehed yoytis. Dayonim lomali. Since the Mishnah says even three regular people can be there when they make chalitza, why does the Mishnah start off to have three dayonim? You don't have to be from the Sanhedrin. So Gemara says, "Oh, come ask." When this teaches us to be inon v'shloisha sheyoidim lihikoreis, you have to have three people that know how to read the parsha of chalitza. Ki ein dayonim like the yonim do in the parsha of chalitza. B'shas to give chalitza, you have to read the psukim there. So the dayonim have to read the psukim to the yovim, and then they say it. So you have to be enough people understanding to know to say over those psukim. So drashi lahakrois liyovim, that these three hedyotis have to at least know the parsha of chalitza to say it over to the yovim. The posuk of lechafat stila lekachtoi, which says in the form chafei, homein yavumi lahokim, kocha yasalish, v'kulam b'loshin hakodesh. All those psukim you have to say over in Lashon HaKodesh. So the Dayanim means that these three people at Yaitis, they have to at least know how to read the psukim that the Torah says about Chalitza. To be able to read the prophet to the Yavam, and he's going to say it over. Gemara says, Tanina Lahoda Tan Rabbonin. We learned like it says in the Braisa. We learned like this in the Braisa. The Braisa, the Sefta says, Mitzvah Chalitza Vishloisha. When you do chalitza, it has to be in front of three people. What type of people? She yoydim lihikorais kein dayonim. That they know how to read over these psukim about chalitza like dayonim. That's how much they have to know. At least this much. But Reb Yehuda, why Reb Yehuda says b'chamisha? Reb Yehuda argues in our Mishnah. It's not enough to have three. You have to have five people there b'shas chalitza. For the more my time at Tanakama, what's the pshat from the Tanakama like our Mishnah that says three is enough? The Tanya will not like this. The Pasuk says Sekenim. So Rashi says, the Pasuk says, V'olso Yevimtoi Hashar Ela Sekenim. You have to go up there with Yevama to the Sekenim. So Gemara says Sekenim Mishnayim Mashmetu. Now the Klal is, V'yein Bezdin Shokul, you can't have a Bezdin an equal number. So therefore, Moisif and Aleim Moidechud. You have to add on at least one more to these two. Is a Reikon Shleisha. That's how you get three. So the kids, it's enough to have three people there for Shas Chalitza. For Rabbi Yehuda, why does he say you have to have five? He said, the Pasuk also says Zikanei, Shnayim. And Zikanim means Shnayim. So that's four. V'yein Bezdin Shokol, and you can't have an even a number of people for a Bezdin. Therefore, Mosif and Aleim Moidechud. You have to add one more. Therefore, it comes out the Reikon Hay. That's how you get five. So Rashi says Zikne. The Pasuk says V'koruloi Zikne Iroi. So the two psukim. One it says V'yolsi Vimta Shar El Azikainim. Then it says V'koruloi Zikne Iroi. So Zikne is two, and Haskainim is two. For the Gemara, for Tanakama, I Zikne Mayovidle. For Rabbi Yehuda is right. It says the word Zikne. Mashma, you have to have another two. So what do the Rabbonin, the Tanakama, that they say all you have to have is just three? What do they do with the second word, Ziknei? So where it says, Miborele Rebuyei, Afilu Shloisha Joitis. From here we know it's Lavdavka, three Dayonim, three from Sanhedrin, but it's enough even three Hedjoitis, like our Mishnah says. How do they know even three Dayonim? Three Hedjoitis, because it says Ziknei. Trashi. Right, of Rabbi Yehuda, had Yetis Minole. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a question then, how does he know even three or him, according to him, it's five? But how does he know you don't need five from the Sanhedrin? How does he know five had Yetis is enough? So where it says, Nafkale Milene. The Pasuk says Milene. It says from the Ene has a Canaan, it says. So the Yom Amar, Liene means Prat Lesumin. That these people that are there, B'Shas Chalitza, they can't be blind. So you have to be people that could see. That's the shrusha. So now Yudah says like this, since we need this extra pasuk leinai to say that they cannot be blind, shemamina from here it's a proof that the five people you need could even be normal people. You do not need a din Sanhedrin here. Why? Sanhedrin binon, because if you're going to tell me you really need a Sanhedrin, is lomali lamute sumin. Why do I need this pasuk to tell me? Sumin, a blind person, can't be from the Sanhedrin. Midatani Rav Yosef Nafkon. We learn it out from another halacha. The Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef learned like this, that the klal is, kishem shebezdin menukim, betzedek, the same way that people that are part of Sanhedrin, they have to be clean from all type of lie, they have to be doing the emes, they have to be menukim, but tzedek, they have to be oisik, and doing tzedek in the right, is kach bezdin menukim mikol mum, the same way the people that are in bezdin have to be pure people and have no mum. Rashi says, yalav me'akro, that's the next pasuk, kulach yofar ayosi, the Ari b'Sanhedrin, song about a Sanhedrin. So mail us like this, since we know that what you can't have a blind person to be from the Sanhedrin, because they have to be people that have no mum, so if you're going to tell me by Chalitza, you need Sanhedrin, so pshita they can't be blind people. How come the Torah has to say an extra word, le'inei, that these people can't be blind? Elamayit has to tell us that the people by Chalitza do not have to be from the Sanhedrin. You could even have Hedyotis, regular people. So then the Chiddush is, even though they could be regular people, but our core point is they have to be able to see. If they're blind, they can't take care of Chalitza. Now how does Rabbi Yosef know his halacha that Sanhedrin have to be a pure,